It is Thursday, April 11th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Support for KUAF also comes from the Fayetteville Roots Festival, presenting the 3 Penny Acre CD release of Rag & Bone, April 14th at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Doors open at 6 p.m. The show begins at 7. Tickets are available online at georgesmajesticlounge.com. You can pre-listen to Rag & Bone right now at KUAF.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, legislation passed this year in Little Rock regarding water standards has raised some concern. Some young runners are getting ready for this weekend's Hawkeye Marathon events, and we meet some Energy Corps workers.
But first, we're learning more about the extent of a pipeline that ruptured in Mayflower, spilling thousands of barrels worth of oil in a residential area. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says the Pegasus pipeline has a hole more than 22 feet long. His comments came late yesterday after ExxonMobil turned over more than 12,000 pages of subpoena documents.
At some point, I would expect that virtually all of it would be made public, but as part of the investigation, that's part of why it's my job to tell you what we're getting and keep you and the public in the loop on what's happening. But it is an ongoing investigation. It is a precursor to litigation, and that's why it's not being released.
Attorney General McDaniel says the investigation is a precursor to litigation. The breach occurred March 29th near Lake Conway.
The U.S. Postal Service is dropping plans to end Saturday mail delivery this summer due to a measure passed by Congress last month that barred USPS officials from making such a move. U.S. Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas says efforts to curb mail delivery from 6 days a week to 5 would have hurt rural communities in the state.
I've been battling with the Postal Service on this. Now, in the Senate bill, by the way, we had a provision that would have allowed this to happen under certain conditions in the out years. And I thought that was a much better way to handle it than just to abruptly end it. So that's good news. That's a victory for Arkansas. We like to have Saturday delivery in our state.
Senator John Bozeman says it's time for Congress to help the Postal Service reinvent itself.
My state director always reminds me when we talk about the post office to remind people that everybody that is contacting us is either emailing us or calling us on a cell phone, you know, something like that. Nobody is writing us a letter. So we've got to help them get into this century.
The proposal to end Saturday service was supposed to take effect August 5th and would have saved the agency $2 billion. A government funding bill passed by the House in March required 6-day postal service delivery for the rest of the fiscal year. Saturday service is expected to continue through at least September 30th.
Former Congressman Asa Hutchinson is making it official. He will be vying for the Republican nomination for governor of Arkansas. Now that he's completed work on a school safety study for the National Rifle Association, he says he's ready to focus on the race for governor. Hal Bass is a political science professor at Ouachita Baptist University in Arkadelphia, and he says Asa Hutchinson comes into the race with a strong advantage.
He should be considered the favorite at this point. He has widespread name recognition based on previous statewide races. And he also has a lot of goodwill from the Republican Party establishment based on his previous service to the party, not just the party as an elected official or a candidate, but also as a party organization leader.
Meanwhile, Bass notes that former 4th District Congressman Mike Ross, a Democrat, is expected to make an announcement soon that he, too, will enter the race for his party's nomination.
I think that Ross is set to make the claim to be the most electable Democrat in an environment that, as we said earlier, has become more favorable to Republicans in recent years.
Former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter is also making a run for the Democratic nomination.
Republican David Sterling has officially thrown his hat into the 2014 Attorney General's race. According to the City Wire, Sterling has reported raising slightly more than $50,000 in the first 3 months of this year. Sterling is a lawyer at a private practice in North Little Rock, and so far, he is the only person to announce a bid for the position, which has a history of being a stepping stone to the governor's office. The only other person to publicly acknowledge interest in running for the spot is State Senator Robert Thompson, a Democrat from Paragould. Thompson hasn't officially announced his candidacy, deferring his decision on whether to run for the office until after the legislative session.
Last week on Ozark, we brought you a story about the Donald W. Reynolds Governor's Cup Collegiate Business Plan Competition. Yesterday, the winners were announced at a luncheon hosted at the State House Convention Center in Little Rock. 47 teams from 13 colleges submitted business plans for a chance to win a share of the $154,000 prize pool. Award recipients included the Smart Soil team from John Brown University. They took second place in the undergraduate Arkansas Farm Bureau Agricultural Award Division. Pico Solar from the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville took the first place award in the Graduate Business Plan Competition, while the University of Arkansas's Home DX took second place, and third place went to Everclean Coating Solutions, also from the U of A. Everclean also walked away with the Graduate Delta Plastics Innovation Award. All told, University of Arkansas teams won a combined total of $55,000 in funding for their respective projects.
Unemployment rates in the Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith metro areas edged downward in February. According to new numbers from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Northwest Arkansas jobless rate dropped 0.1 percentage point from the January rate, resting at 5.8%, meaning about 13,500 people in the area's labor force were out of work during the month. The new numbers for February are considerably lower than the 6.4% unemployment rate from February 2012. The new numbers show a more substantial drop in unemployment for the Fort Smith metro area. The jobless rate dropped 0.4 percentage point to 8.3%, on level with the unemployment rate from February 2012. The new numbers show that, of the Fort Smith area workforce, 11,000 people were out of work during February.
Business and leisure travelers from Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport in Hyphal will soon be able to fly nonstop to and from Los Angeles. Yesterday, American Airlines announced it will begin offering nonstop flights to several destinations from Los Angeles in the coming months. Service to XNA is scheduled to begin August 27th and will be operated by American Eagle Airlines, a regional subsidiary of American Airlines. XNA is one of seven destinations to be added to America's LAX hub, including Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Columbus, Ohio, and Eugene, Oregon.
Forecast calls for partly cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows from 30 in northwest Arkansas to 37 in the Arkansas River Valley. The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning for the overnight hours, stretching from 1 to 9 a.m. Friday. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with warming temperatures to reach highs of 57 degrees in northwest Arkansas, a high of 64 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly cloudy Friday night with lows from 35 in northwest Arkansas to 43 in the Arkansas River Valley.